reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Doing the Favor podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. With me, as always, he's the sexual, intellectual, double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army, and he's a man of 1,005 holds, my man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, homie?
Doing well, brother. Rewriting the record books, you know, as the man that knows the most holds. And we got an exciting week. Crazy week, and I'm excited to talk about it. So let's jump into it.
Lots to talk about. Obviously, our weekly news segment, weekly legwork. We're going to talk about Shop WWE, some Amazon deals, and we're going to touch on the culture of pro wrestling right now because we feel like it needs to be talked about. Before we do, we're giving some shout-outs. First shout-out. People, Wrestling Toy Tracker. It's a tool you have got to have in your toolbox, whether it be retros, Hasbros, LJNs, Galoobs, Defining Moments, Bendems. They're going to give you a rough estimate price of what the figure is selling for on eBay. That way you have an idea of what you need to be, what you're going to be spending or what you should be spending. Particularly with the Defining Moments, that's one I've been looking at a lot. We know with the secondary market skyrocketing, people are going to try to take advantage of that. So I suggest WrestlingToyTracker.com at Toy_Tracker on Twitter. It's just something you have to have. It's such a valuable resource. It can serve as a checklist for you. And they do a great job over there. Jeff and Scott from Fully Posable, the OGs of this Fig Life. Brothers of the show, friends, we talk about the Fig Life and legwork communities doing the Mega Powers handshake. Really have a lot of respect for those guys. Barry, how are you and Jeff these days?
Well, I listened to the show, and okay. Jeff, you know, as I had stated last show, you know, he might be a little shade whiter than Ty, and he definitely responded. He gave the reason why, he was looking for sympathy. And thankfully Scott would not give him any. But I'm not going to pick on the man. You know, he knows he's got turkey legs. He knows he's a white meat baby face. And Scott is the true man over there. He's he bears the torch over there at Fully Posable.
So stiff. Jeff, you're the man. Don't listen to him. Sammy Evans, at Sith Lord Sammy. Longtime friend of the show. Longtime personal friend of ours. I mean, somebody we talk to daily. Good dude. You know, he's always checking up on us. I'm a little behind the scenes here. I wake up every morning to a text from Sammy Evans telling me to have a good day. And I know that's just a small gesture, and it's probably something he just takes a couple seconds. And he might not think a lot about it, but that shit means a lot to me, you know, because just, you know, life can be hard. And Axel just walked into the room, by the way.
Then the crowd popped.
The crowd pops for Axel. Hey, Bubba, how you doing? He's over here with some pets. He don't even care I'm doing the show right now. But yeah, Sammy Evans, man. I mean, that's the dude, obviously. Love you, Sammy. Always going to be a friend of ours, man. Always somebody we're going to support no matter what. Dobro. Talk about somebody that checks on me, right? Dobro, we got to get a FaceTime in soon. At Jonathan Dobrik 1, he should probably have 65 million followers on Twitter right now. I'm guessing. He should. The best, most positive person on that application. I love him like a brother. I would do anything for him. We got to get him out here to Ohio at some point. That's obviously, I think me and Drew have always daydreamed about that, kind of talked about it, but we're going to make it happen at some point. He could probably stay at the Palatial Wenzel Estate, I'm guessing, right?
What'd you say? It got 16 rooms or something?
16 rooms. It's got help all over the place.
A wait staff.
So if Dobro wakes up at 2:30 in the morning and decides he wants some fried chicken and waffles, he can have it. It's there. So Drew's got a beautiful setup up there. It really takes good care of his people. So shout out Drew for that. And that's a good transition to the Ohio players. Too many to name. The list is growing by the day. I love you guys so much. I never thought that, like, when we started doing this podcast, that's just half the stuff we say, like the Ohio players and legwork, was just like stupid shit we just said one day that has now morphed into like a real thing with like t-shirts and people support it and people recognize it. And I've heard people say, well, you got the Ohio players. They help each other out and it's helped people form their other communities. Look, you don't have to be from Ohio to be an Ohio player. All you got to be is a good person. It's going to be good people. And that's all we require. It's really not tough. So, Barry, go ahead with your shout-outs, buddy.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, it's something that we said, and it took on a life of its own, and they roll deep. The Ohio players roll deep, and they will come after you. But like you said, you just got to be a good person. And luckily, GBM is not that. He's very dry, sandy. He's an angry individual. You've seen him on Twitter. He goes after people. He has turned into Cleaner. GBM has turned into the old Cleaner. Cleaner has straightened his act up. He's a professional security man now with doing the favor. He can't be involved in this nonsense, and GBM has taken over, just attacking everybody, left and right. But you gotta love him. And I just mentioned Cleaner. The man is walking the straight and narrow. I mean, he's selling cards for $230 and caking up. I love Cleaner. And his son can sing. Cleaner claims he can, but I've never heard it. Breaker and Bane. Breaker and Bane Power Hour. Our boys. Two real good dudes. Breaker's an awesome guy. And Bane is one of the most talented people, underappreciated people, I think, in the community, that people don't realize how talented and that dude is. Nick Haddix and the Haddix boys. Shout out to them. Rucker and White Marty. White Marty is going to be a father.
Congratulations, Marty. Yeah, I did see that. Congratulations, buddy. You're gonna make a great dad. That's awesome. All jokes aside, man. I'm really happy for you. I saw that on Facebook, dude. Congratulations, brother.
So, you know, shout out to Boot to the Face over there. Pete Opolis. He basically took the blame for everybody getting Ronda Rousey's, thinking they were getting Cassius Ohnos. So blame Pete. And a couple new ones. I'm just going to throw them. Logan Sproul.
Yes.
He's a great dude. Owen Anderson, a youngster on the rise. He's a mm-hmm. good dude. Mm-hmm. And the Kings of Drip out there. Wando and Big Ray. But my homie is Little Ray. He sends me videos, gives me how dare yous. It's came a lifestyle for that youngster. So shout out to those guys, man. I love you guys all. So thank you so much.
And Kings of Drip, we got baseball coming soon, guys. So there's going to be a lot to talk about. Pete, I can't wait. RJ over at Ringside Rant. You got another article coming this week. His matches that shaped us. That's a fantastic series he has on there. So yeah, I can't wait. And if anybody, Pete Opolis is looking for a Hurricane, Elite 75 Hurricane. I don't think it has to be specifically the Chase. So if you guys can help Pete out at all with that Hurricane, hit us up. We can definitely be the medium there, the middleman, and help you guys out. Barry, you ready to get into it?
I think we should.
This is going to be a hell of a show. All right. I'm just going to say it. You know, there's some things, and we as a show at Doing the Favorite podcast, we pride ourselves in providing you guys a distraction from everyday life, from the trials and tribulations that come from basically just waking up and going throughout the day and going to work and whether it may be. I mean, some stuff can be stressful. So we try to give you guys 45 minutes to an hour of just, you know, relaxation and fun. With that said, it's important that we as a society do talk about things. We as a society do acknowledge things. and not to ignore them, because ignoring them would be part of the problem. And I think we've all learned that this week, this past week, I should say, with the hashtag speaking out movement. Turns out we have a big time culture problem in professional wrestling. And it fucking pisses me off. I'm just going to fucking say it. I was trying to like have like a nice, sensible head going into this. Nick Haddix, you might want to turn the boys away. Edit this part out. I'm so sorry, because I'm going to go on a fucking tirade. People, particularly men of power, that abuse that power and turn that into being a sexual predator and hold their power over these women's head is fucking despicable, and they need to be fucking castrated and thrown underneath the jail. I'm talking to Joey Ryan. I'm talking to Dave fucking Crist. I'm talking to Jack Gallagher. I'm talking to all these motherfuckers that went in there and affected people's lives to get a nut. For a fucking nut. I'm just going to say, on a personal note here, I've talked to Dave Crist a lot over the past 6-8 months, mainly about the Browns and being from Ohio. He's from Bell Fountain, which is like an hour away from where I live. I was thinking about getting him on the show. I was going to feature him on the website. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. Joey Ryan, David Starr, guys who spoke about progressiveness in the world and in wrestling. Joey Ryan had me fooled. Fucking trash ass. Fuck him. Fuck him. I'm sweating right now. I'm so worked up. It's to the point to where I'm even afraid to be a fan of anybody right now. Because the fact of the matter is, we don't really know these people. We don't know what they do behind closed doors when no one's looking. And that's the true character of somebody. How you conduct yourself behind closed doors when nobody's looking. And it turns out these guys have a fucking shitty character. I've supported Marty Scurll for years. And he put out the most half-assed apology I've ever fucking seen today. About how he thought that his time with this girl was... he thought it was consensual and it was legal because she was 16 over in the UK. Fuck you, man. Fuck you. I'll never support a promotion you're on again. Fuck you. Jack Gallagher, you should have got fucking fired. You have no place in professional wrestling. Professional wrestling provides a safe space for us fans, for performers, whether it be watch on TV, whether we go to the shows. I've spent money on meet and greets. I've bought merch. And now I look like a fool. You made us all look like fucking fools. And fuck you guys. Sammy Guevara. Again, another half-assed apology I saw today. What, you thought it was, when you were 22, you thought it was cool to pop a room? In 2016, you thought making rape jokes was cool? Funny? That's how you popped a room? And I don't believe you guys are sorry. I believe you're fucking sorry you got caught. Because it would have been business as fucking usual had you not been caught. Joey Ryan affected people's lives. Now there's no more bar wrestling. How about Dobro, who goes to bar wrestling religiously? Fooled. It's despicable. There's no place for it in any place in the world. Not just pro wrestling, any place in the world. And these men need to be held accountable for every single one of their fucking actions. I saw a David Starr video today that about made me fucking puke. We were talking about getting all his guys blowjobs. Fuck you. I'm sorry, Barry. It pisses me off. As a father, as a man, as a wrestling fan, it pisses me off on all kinds of levels. And it's fucking ridiculous and it's fucking sad. And all you people out there making excuses for them or trying to say they didn't do it because they're your favorite wrestlers, you know what? Fuck you too. Because you're part of the problem. Because you help elevate these guys to a place, to a position of power where they can take advantage of it. No woman or man, because it does work both ways, should ever be made to feel uncomfortable in a situation like that. I never thought... I'm trying to contain myself. I have a lot to teach my daughter. A lot. And it scares me as a father. because at some point in time she's going to leave me and she's going to be out in the world. I can't imagine. I can't even let my mind go there. I'm so fucking mad. Fuck you guys. Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, I'm actually going to come at it at another kind of a different angle, because, you know, everything you touched on, I co-sign 100%. You said what you said about the performers, the guys that took the, and the wrestling business, they'll understand this. They took the liberty. They saw at what they would consider a mark, and they, you know, ran their game. A lot of people wonder why it's so hard for women, and I'm just speaking for women here, to be a wrestling fan, because they're looked at in a negative light always, as from, oh, it's a ring rat, to, oh, it's this. They're an object of affection. It's okay to look at a woman and be like, damn, she looks good. She's cute. She's beautiful. It's not okay to, hey, you're going to do this, or you're not working here, or I'll get your bookings canceled, or, hey, you know, I'm going to force myself on you and you're just going to take it, and you're going to be scared to say anything because that's the pro wrestling culture that's been built up over time through this, to this point. And to me, it's despicable. It's disgraceful. And I'm going to speak as one half of us here. You know, we go, the Ohio Players, and Tara, Candace, those women. I mean, I couldn't imagine us being out at a bar.
Rachel? Rachel's going to go meet up?
That's what, yeah. I mean, I can't imagine us being at a bar and then one of our crew just out of nowhere, because, you know, hey, you don't know this person behind closed doors or whatever, being just a fucking lowlife and making them feel uncomfortable. Like, why did I come here? Like, we're an outlet for not just ourselves, but for you guys too. And for one of us to ever, I would feel fucking awful to ever make one of them feel uncomfortable around us or anything. I mean, and listen, I say some outlandish shit. I say some shit that is off the wall. But I've never been like, this is going to make a woman, a female that's going to be around me uncomfortable. She's going to think that guy's a predator. No. That is just, to me, that's the lowest form that you can get into, is in that realm, is to, like you said, abuse your power for your gain and basically fuck with people's lives. And it's awful. And from the big, and like I told you privately, I think we're just hitting the fucking chip in the iceberg here. There's going to be some fucking bigger names come out eventually, because they're saying, like, some of these women are talking lawsuits. You know, they can't come out right now. Right. They can't say nothing right now. So, I mean, and Joey Ryan should never wrestle again. I'll fucking put that out there. And I'm not one to say, hey, ruin someone's livelihood, whatever. That fucking dude shouldn't wrestle again. Ever. I mean, that's predator. That's sexual predator type shit that people would go to jail for. And all this dude did was delete his fucking Twitter and his bar wrestling Twitter and fucking hide in his apartment. So, like I said, fuck those dudes. And I, you know, like I said, if if we've ever, I mean, if you've ever took something I said and it made you think something bad about me, hey, you know, I apologize, because that is definitely not our gig. When we meet people in person, we're us. We're 100% authentic. There's no fake bullshit about us, and we are fucking not even close to what these fucking dudes pull, and it makes you sad to be a wrestling fan.
And you know, the thing is too, a lot of these dudes are married.
Like, that too.
I love my wife. I love my wife. I can't imagine living life without her. I also cannot imagine disrespecting her in such a way. As a father to a little girl, as a girl dad, how would I be able to look my daughter in the eye? You know what I mean? Like, how can these dudes do that? These fucking sociopaths do that and then just go around their life and then get on Twitter and get on a fucking soapbox.
Yeah, well, like I, and this is something you kind of said in private, is we as wrestling fans, there, it's an escape. We grew up, these guys were our heroes. We got to stop fucking putting people on pedestals and thinking they are just above until you see different. I mean, until they fucking show you different. And that, I mean, that's my take on it. I just couldn't imagine. Like I said, I got a daughter, and fucking, we'd be doing this show with me in the fucking jail, because I'd fucking probably kill somebody if they tried some shit like that to fuck with her livelihood and to make her feel like she was fucking less than a human being and to have to live scared. That would not happen.
Wow. Just wow. Like you said, man, I think this is the tip of the iceberg. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. I really do. Fucking sad, man. I don't even know how to transition from that.
Well, we're gonna do fucking news. We're gonna do news now. After that.
All right, we're gonna do news. All right, let me clear my head a little bit. I'm like sitting here sweating. I got worked up right there.
Wow. As you should have. I was worked up too. I mean, when you see that shit, it kind of shocks you. And you're like, really? Like that dude? Like, we were fucking at the hotel bar, and Joey Ryan was standing fucking 2 feet
right there.
And
I was like, oh, cool, look, that's Joey Ryan.
And listen, had we have known, we would have been on the news, because Joey Ryan would have got jumped.
He would have gotten jumped. I'd have fought that good fight. Fuck him. Fuck you, Joey Ryan. Piece of shit. Fuck you, Dave Crist. Don't ever talk about the Browns in my state again. Fuck you. All right. Let's transition to news. Entertainment Earth unveiled the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Mr. T figure the other day. It dropped at noon Eastern time on Monday the 22nd. Hey. Me and Barry were each able to get one. Thank goodness. But I about lost my shit.
Hit him with that ether.
I'm not going to hit him with the ether, man, because I don't want to sound like I'm angry because I just came off that segment just now. But it was very frustrating to, I don't know what's going on with that website. I really don't. I experienced the same problems last year with Macho Man. Now, kudos to Entertainment Earth for limiting it to one per person. I thought that was a hell of a deal. Good job. Allowed more people to get their figures. I'm sure there were people with multiple accounts and bots and shit like that set up, like there is in the shoe game. I'm sure of it. That's why you saw them being sold on Amazon or eBay instantly for over $100. Which, don't pay that, guys. Don't feed into that shit. At least try to get it first. You know what I mean? Like, be patient. We don't even have them in hand first. But yeah, my issue was, I don't know what everybody else's. I saw a lot of people were having problems with the freezing or whatever it may be. I kept saying, and I never bought off this website before. Barry had to pick mine up for me last year. They kept saying my account was restricted for security reasons. So basically what I would do is I log in. I got to the figure, put it in my cart, go to checkout, has me sign in again. I sign in, says my account's restricted. Then it kicks me, logs me all the way off. Item's still in the cart for whatever reason. So I was on the road when this was happening because I had to run errands because, you know, as a father, when she takes a nap, you only got a certain amount of window to go out and do things. Now I had to mail out a bunch of socks. So
that's right.
I was out running around. They figure, you know, 2020, get on my phone. And that was a fail. Ran home, created a new account, and luckily was able to buy mine. Hopefully it doesn't get canceled or whatever, right before they sold out. Extremely frustrating process. I thought I was going to miss out because of, I don't know if it was a glitch in their system. I saw a lot of people say that they were kind of similar issues, so I'm sure that they had heavy traffic going on. But look, did they not see this shit coming? Did they not learn this lesson last year with Macho Man? So you would think that having a year to prepare for this, that they would, you know, fix the issue. They didn't. It was shit. So I urge Mattel, please, please, please find a better website, which we'll talk about here in a moment. I think they may have solved that problem or have solved it or will solve it. But again, an extremely frustrating process. And I made the tweet, you know, fuck you, Entertainment Earth, and fuck your website. You know, probably a little stiff, right?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about me and Jeff.
Probably a little stiff.
We'll never get a discount code from Entertainment Earth.
No, probably not. I had somebody tell me, oh, you're crying over not getting a figure. No, it's not crying over not getting a figure, asshole.
Fuck that guy.
It's not crying over getting a figure. Because listen, I take an L on the sneakers app. How many times do I tell you I take an L on the sneakers app missing out on Jordans?
Hundreds.
All the time. All the time. It's not it's not the L. It's the, how should I say this? Inability of the website to let me do it, right? You know, the sneakers app doesn't freeze on me every week. They just get bogged down with bots and people buying multiple pairs and shit. You know, they say one per person, but they also have people sitting there with cell phones and computers all out in front of them because that's their business, right? There's people that quit their jobs, high-paying jobs, because they make more money selling shoes, and that's a fucking shoot. That shit happens. Probably happens with figures, too, now secondary market is like it is. So it's the incompetence of the website is what frustrated me. I can take an L. That's fine. Hey, I'm a Browns fan. I've taken L's all kinds of ways. No big deal. But at least give me a fair shot. GBM got his right away.
It took me probably 20 some minutes. Like, I mean, I bitched and argued. I was like Dak Prescott.
Oh, no.
I bitched and argued a little bit, and then I was like, you know, let me sign this. Let me get some. and finally, I got one, and I got it.
But, yeah, luckily I got mine. I kind of aborted mission when I was doing, ran home, jumped on the laptop, created a new account, and boom, got right in. So I don't know if it was like a mobile issue. Were you on your phone, or were you on a laptop?
I was on my phone, but I think Cody Baker said that he also was having problems from his cell phone. So maybe it is a mobile deal.
Because literally, Barry, when I came home and I got on the laptop, easy peasy. Like buying something off Amazon that quick. So maybe in the future, just laptops on that deal.
All right, so it's only half fuck Entertainment Earth, you know?
Half fuck Entertainment. There you go. Half fuck them. All right, moving on. Decade of Dominance Series 2 up for pre-order on Walmart.com. Expected, I think they said early December. Basically, what you have is you have Kane, you have debut Kofi, you got Triple H, you got Beth Phoenix, and you got Big Show. Barry, did you pre-order?
I did not.
I didn't. I may. Well, I don't know if it's run out or not. I haven't really looked here in the past few hours. The only one out there that really jumps out at me is probably, well, two. I would say Kane and Kofi.
Kane is still available, and Kofi's still available.
So those are the two. So I have a lot of stuff on pre-order. We should be getting our Freddie Blassies here soon.
I'll be fucking geeked.
They said June, and it's almost June's over, so I don't know. We'll see. Could talk myself into a big show. I don't know about Triple H. I know Ty's probably all over that Triple H, I'm guessing. He has every Triple H, so he absolutely, undoubtedly pre-ordered that. The Kofi's sweet, though. I think the Kofi's fire.
I actually like that big show that it comes with that chair, and there's the artwork on the chair.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Nice little touch. Also, now you guys all remember Matty Collector. Everybody's been clamoring for it since it went away. Looks like we're getting a new website, Mattel Creations. Bill McKenna responded to it on IG, said people that missed out on Mr. T hopefully can pick it up on Mattel Creations. That website will be launched in July. I see a lot of back and forth. I kind of want to get your take on it, Barry. Is the figure lose its luster if it's easier to get?
I think so.
Really?
I think we saw that. For me personally, no. But I'm for a reseller, yes.
Mm, yeah.
It fucks the reseller, which is, you know, whatever. We saw that with the Pat Patterson. Everybody was clamoring for it. And then everybody had Pat Patterson. And that's why they're like $20 now. Or they're still basically the same price as when they came out. A few others, but then, you know, like I said, you saw the Cassius Ohno's hot, Aleister Black's hot. You get all these Harley. I mean, you gorilla. Can't touch. Yeah, gorilla. You can't touch a gorilla for probably what, under 80, 90 bucks.
Right.
And I mean, Harley, you can't touch for under about 250. So, I mean, the harder it is, I mean, the more excited you get, too, when you finally see that figure and you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I have this. But, yeah, it does a little bit.
To me, I'm happy to get it because, again, I'm not in the reselling game. So it doesn't matter to me. You know what I mean? I can see what you're saying, though, about the reseller being a little pissed off about them easier to get. I mean, they're only going to make certain amounts of these figures, so I'm assuming the limited ones, they're still, I mean, they're not going to make as many Mr. T's as they do Elite 74 AJ Styles.
Will they make any figure more than AJ Styles?
No, they will always make more AJ Styles and Finn Balor than any other figure ever. So, no, I'm stoked about it, though. I think it's cool. You know, I think that's Mattel hearing people's cries but not being able to get figured. Now think about it this way. I live in a city. I have many Walmarts and many Targets around me. You do not. So it could be more appealing to somebody living in a rural area. Somebody like Wendog, Josh Winnis, right? He has, what, one or two Walmarts near him. He doesn't have the opportunities that I do. Or somebody like, you know, Drew Vinsel up in Northeast Ohio, who has many Walmarts around him.
Yeah, but doesn't Drew just have, like, his butlers and chauffeurs go to each Walmart?
Yeah, he does. So he has them lined up outside for them to open up. He's got the help on the project. But, yeah, it's different for Drew. But you know what I mean.
Right.
I think somebody that lives in a more rural area, that website's a lot more appealing. I've seen, again, I you guys probably get tired of me referencing shoes, but this is something that the Foot Locker unveiled, the reservation app. You know, instead of going and getting the raffle ticket and waiting in line, and after your raffle ticket didn't get called, that now you have the reservation app where if you put in the actual legwork, which is, I believe, you reserve the shoe, and then you have your VIP status will get you buy you 2 more minutes, and then if you visit the store physically, it'll buy you 2 more minutes. So if the shoe drops at 10 o'clock, you'll have a 10-minute head start. Or whatever it may be. So you guys know what I'm talking about. But yeah, that to me, I think it's cool. And I'm real curious to see how it goes, man. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, and like for me, I have one Walmart 20 miles, you know, west, and I have one Walmart 21 miles east. And that's it. To go to Target, I got to go to La Crosse or I got to go to Madison. And that's those are both over an hour pretty much drive. So the website will be helpful as long as their shipping department is competent.
Oh, no. Here we go.
We'll lose sponsorship early.
We're going to lose a promo code for the website even launches. That's amazing.
But you met Bill, remember, at GCW?
I did.
I don't know.
Nice guy. I was hammered sober. Drunk.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I don't know what happened there, but.
I was on my second bucket of Coronas.
Which is still one of the greatest sights I've ever seen. Eric just walking around with the bucket of Coronas. All right, Barry, you want to go ahead?
Bucket of Coronas, having a nice time. Headbutt Nick Gage. Yeah, it was a fucking scene, man. Barry, you want to go ahead and read a nice, tasteful Manscaped ad?
Absolutely. Do you have a tasteful one you would like me to read? Because this one is far from it. No. Doing the Favor podcast is known, as you can probably tell from the past 30 plus minutes here. We don't, you know, we get right to the point. Okay. We don't beat around the bush, so to speak. You know, so if your pubic region has gotten as wild as you used to be on a weekend bender, you need to go to www.manscaped.com, pick up the Lawnmower 3.0, take care of yourself. Your partner deserves your very best, and if you want to keep them happy, then you better give your best. Pick up all the essential items from extra razors, ball toner, ball deodorant, and so much more. And at checkout, use code DTF for 20% off your entire order and free shipping.
That's promo code DTF for 20% off your entire order plus free shipping. Do a favor for your partner whenever you guys settle down consensually. You know, just groom yourself. Be mindful of that. Be mindful of your partner. Help them out. All right, Barry, you want to talk about some legwork?
I think we should.
You know, we talk about our weekly, whether it be shopping online, in the stores, all the pandemic's kind of adjusted things a little bit. But our hashtag legwork is basically when we put in any kind of an effort to acquire these figures and acquire this merchandise that we want. So, Barry, you want to go ahead and go first?
I could. I shall.
Okay.
What happened was this week, I actually picked up the Ultimate Warrior Masters of the Universe, and I believe a Sting Masters of the Universe, and a Shane McMahon WrestleMania basic, and I sent that out to Ray Jr. Sent him a little DTF crate as a kind of a thank you for, you know, as the older adults, we, you know, send each other stuff and we do stuff. So I thought, you know, that youngster, he listens, he makes fun of me, he does impressions, hook him up a little bit, and he loved it, and it was great. I got some stuff for the Haddocks boys. I got to send that out. I'm not going to say, because they'll listen, of course. Nick will have them listening. No elites have hit in my area new, but I think I saw a Hardy Boys battle pack today. I don't know what series that's out of. I saw basic 107 and 108. I did pick up an Aleister Black basic. I'm not big on basics, but for some reason I'm a big fan of Aleister Black. So I picked that up, and that was it.
Did you were you tempted by the Street Profits at all?
Never saw them.
They were gone. Did you see Bianca?
Yep. They had four Bianca Belairs.
So they got two cases.
Yeah.
So I speak of impressions. You touched on impressions a little bit there. I got more positive feedback on my Rucker impression last week than probably anything else we've done on the show.
Because I honestly thought Chris had tapped in and was talking.
He even liked it. I was a little nervous, like, oh, I'm not trying to offend my dude, you know what I mean?
He knows. He liked it.
Goddamn Ric Flair on my TV and his crusty ass seat. What the fuck? Should be Mickie James. She needs another run with the championship. I'm so goddamn tired of seeing Charlotte Flair and her ass out there with her no meaning title runs. Let's get Mickie James out there, a Hall of Famer.
Damn things are thangin'.
That's all I got.
That's what he says. Them things are thangin'.
Them things out there thangin'.
But can you imagine if Rucker ever gets the opportunity to interview Mickie James?
Oh, that'd be awesome. That would be first rate podcast.
It'd be like, Mickey, listen. When you've never lost a match professionally. I know it's booked and everything, but you've never lost one. Tell me how that feels.
Oh, we love you, Rucker. You deserve all the good things in life, brother. For me, a little more fruitful, Sammy Evans at Sith Lord Sammy hooked me up with an Elite 76 Chase Christian. So, beautiful figure. Barry, I sent you pictures. Big fan. The Chase collection continues to roll on. Very happy with that. Sammy, shout out. Thank you so much. The only thing I'm looking for now out of 76 is Otis. I had 76 hit at one Walmart here. I did miss Otis and Christian. I'd like to get regular Christian too. But I missed Otis and Christian. I picked up Tucker. That was last week. I talked about that on last week's show. So I'm on the lookout. I was at a Target the other day, and a guy told me they're getting a truck on Wednesday. So I'm very curious to see what's going to be on that. Is it going to be more 75s? I don't know. I will keep you. Actually, that's tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to make it out there because I got softball. So I might skip softball to get Otis.
Can't
let the team down. Can't let the team down. Also, Masters of the Universe Series 2, they've been hitting around here, kind of out of nowhere. So I picked up a couple Macho Mans. And I'm going to end up posting one of those on the website. I'm going to open one for myself. One box was a little bent. The other box was crispy until I dropped it like a clown. It's not my fault, though, Barry. What we had was we had a Karen yelling at a young employee at the Walmart in line, basically yelling about the cost of fruit. So social justice warrior kicked in. I had to slightly speak my mind in a nice comforting tone, let her know that was not appropriate behavior. As I was doing that, I wasn't focused on holding the figures, and I dropped one. To which the Karen laughed. So, not a cool moment for me.
How fucking dare her?
How dare her?
I say to her,
she's just all kinds of disrespectful. So, no care for, no out there with no mask on, yelling at people, just ridiculous. Went to a Target, saw five Billy Kays, five of them things. That's crazy. I've never seen an exclusive hit like that before. I've heard of The Rock at Walmart sitting like that. I never saw it myself. Five Billy Kays. I've heard somebody said they had eight. So that's pretty crazy to me. Also, I got in the mail today from a company I'm not going to promote. I ordered for them a while back before they made some questionable social tweets. So I'm just going to leave it at that. But I got a new Brainbuster shirt. And a new FTR shirt. Barry, you got to look. I know you got something to say about that Brainbuster shirt.
That's nice. That's beautiful. I said I love the Brainbuster shirt.
Brainbuster shirt is, I would say, top five in my collection right now. of sitting about 60 wrestling shirts.
It's hard to argue.
So I really loved it, man. So that's I'm really happy about that. An FTR shirt also. Very happy to get an FTR shirt. Big fan of those guys. And it was very cool to get those shirts from those teams at the same time because it's kind of the future and the present. You know what I mean? And I thought that was really, really cool. But, yeah, no 76s for me right now. I'm seeing a lot of basic 107s hit, which I had two Biancas. I opened one. I'm keeping one MOC. I'm going to put it in stash like you do, kind of. I'm a big fan of hers. So I would – I want to collect all her figures. So that's might as well start. So she might even get the Rock treatment where she gets the Rock and Macho Man treatment in my collection where she gets a loose and MOC of all the figures. Well, not all the figures, but a lot of the figures. Marketing director be on my ass about that.
Right.
But other than that, mailed out a lot of socks, a lot of legwork socks. That's what I'm talking about, legwork. So guys, go to our website. DoingTheFavor.com. Click on the merch tab. We have socks available. We got them in medium. We got them in large. $18 shipped. And I have all kinds of, I got like a little mini shipping department going on here, Barry. Of different sized boxes and plastic bags for the figures. I sent out a bunch of pairs of socks. Thank you guys all that bought socks. I really appreciate it. All you guys that bought t-shirts. Thank you guys so much. Again, go to merch. All our shirts are located there, which is a direct link to webmaneuver.net. Very, very, very proud to be working with them. Michael over there is a hell of a guy. They had their biggest sales month. We talked about it last week, Barry. Biggest sales month of all time, and it was the middle of the month. And good things happen to good people. And very, very happy to be working with Michael over there at What a Maneuver. A year ago, we had no idea what we were doing. We've since Rachel's taken over the marketing. So we have more shirts coming out too. There's one. Did you see the one we have in production right now?
No, I have not.
You didn't see it?
Wait a second.
Don't say it.
I'm not. I've seen it.
What do you think?
I like it.
Fire.
And it'll sell.
I think it'll sell and it'll appeal to the people who like to help each other out and make people feel special on their special day. If I didn't give too much away there.
You did.
No, man, but go to the website. It's great. We talked about RJ. He's putting out another Matches That Shaped Us. We also have, let me go ahead and pull it up here. John Robat, our superstar writer, WrestleMania weekend, a Vegas brunch buffet. And I tell you what, I love his article talking about just his experience at WrestleMania weekend, just hitting all the different shows, and each show that he went to, he talked about it and how some shows were so off the wall and some shows had great matches and everything in between. He went to shows with a few people and then he went to WrestleMania with 80,000. And I thought that was a really cool story he told. A nice 6-minute read. The collector spotlight with Drew Venzel, which is, again, another hell of a read because Drew has a great collection. He's a great wrestling fan, a great contributor to our website, but also a great friend. So check out Drew Venzel, the Human Tripod, as he talks about his collector spotlight, talk about meeting Undertaker and hanging out with the legendary Hova, which had to be quite the experience.
This is just a rumor, but Drew's has a little extra cash. He had Jessica Lansbury off Murder, She Wrote, writing those articles. So we'll see.
She's still alive. I never thought in a million years we'd get a Murder, She Wrote episode reference tonight.
You're welcome.
But is she still alive?
Fuck, I don't know.
Is it Jessica Lansbury or Angela Lansbury?
It might be Angela Lansbury. Hell, I don't know.
You can tell me and Barry both lived with our grandma. You tell me and Barry both lived with our grandmas when we were kids. We'll tell you all you need to know about Murder, She Wrote and Perry Mason.
And Matlock. Don't fuck with Matlock.
Matlock. I was just getting ready to say, man. Andy Griffith up in court, man.
I'm patting all about Andy towel, Griffith. Right? Yeah, and he always had that white suit on down in Georgia.
Always had the white suit on.
Fucking Rucker was down there kicking it with him during production. They had to kick Rucker off set several times because he wanted to hit Andy with the cracker killer. His backyard wrestling move.
The finisher?
Yeah.
Tuck your chin, Andy. It'll be fine.
And then he just almost takes
it. All right, Barry, you want to go? Let's do a couple things. We'll wrap this shit up, man. I feel like I think I've done enough this evening. Go to Shop W. Go to Shop WWE. We got some new fire going on over there, Barry. You got it pulled up?
I'm up.
The new arrivals, let's take a look. Obviously, with The Undertaker retiring. I used strong air quotes when I said that, too, by the way, Barry. Retiring. He's one solid paycheck away from coming back for a match. Let's not lie here. Let's not lie. Got a few Thank You Takers shirts, which are phenomenal. Barry, did you watch The Last Ride?
I did not.
Oh, God. I thought we was going to get to talk about it.
Well, I didn't want to cry, you know.
It was pretty good. You know, it's we're going to go a lot behind the scenes look at Taker over the years. But I enjoyed it. Wasn't too overkill.
Because I watched the Flair one, and I told her, I was like, I shedded a tear. I couldn't do it.
We have an Eddie Guerrero Icons of the Ring 18x24 print for $30. I think that looks really cool. I like, I'm partial to John Tumay's work myself.
That's right.
Shout out, John. Sasha Banks got a new shirt. I really like it. Standard Blueprint Boss with her blue hair. It's got her face on it. I think it's fantastic. Actually, we mentioned Rucker's name a lot. We're talking about getting Bianca Belair and Sasha merch, but a lot of this is kind of like bedazzled. You know what I mean? So this is something that I think that maybe all fans can wear. I really like it. Got a new Andrade shirt. El Representante. I can't say that.
It's El Representante.
So I'm a hillbilly from Eastern Ohio. I apologize.
Two years of Spanish one.
Andrade got a shirt. It's pretty cool. Tranquilo. Well, that's a ripoff. Eesh. They don't own the word, pal. But I do now. Apollo Crews got a really, really, really cool new shirt. I like that a lot. That might be one I might get. I like that. I like Apollo Crews. I know we started the show. Hopefully it's a guys I can support. Hopefully. Like Andrade and anybody else we mentioned, but tough times. Lucha House Party, I'll pass. If you're a Lucha House Party fan, it'd be pretty cool though. Mark Calloway on a shirt. Wow, not even Undertaker says Mark Calloway. A new Eddie Guerrero shirt, Viva La Raza, Latino Heat since 1967. And an old school Jeff Hardy shirt. A retro Immune to Fear. Perry, what jumps out at you? Those shirts I just named.
I like the Andrade shirt. And the Mark Calloway, just because it says Mark Calloway.
I think that's really cool. I like that a lot. So, yeah, head over to Shop WWE. Look at those new shirts. Pick them up. Actually, I get my WWE shit really quick because they have I may have mentioned this before, but they have a little shipping department over in Groveport, Ohio, which is like a half hour from me. So I get my stuff very quickly from them. Great customer service. Couldn't recommend it enough. All right, let's do some Amazon deals and get the hell up out of here. What do you say, Barry?
I'm down.
Down. So I got it pulled up right now. You guys missed out on Elite 72 Elias, or was it 73? I can't remember. Elias, he's up there for 1588. WrestleMania 36 Elite Series, Matt Hardy, 1698. That's camping out at most targets these days. Oh, look, another Finn Balor. Velveteen Dream. He could possibly be a piece of shit.
My gosh.
Well, we haven't, you know. Solid allegations man.
What about these New Day boxer briefs for $10?
Not bad. What else we got here? We got a Dom Rocco free shipping, $19.35. Natalya, you guys all know how I feel about that figure, 1588. Best of the Attitude Era, Triple H, 1949. What else we got here? I still think the entrance rate Kurt Angle for $15 is a really good deal. Ultimate Edition Kurt or Triple H, $27.99. Hurricane, $35. Sorry, Pete. Brie Bella, $17.90. Yeah. Anything jump out at you, Barry?
No, that's what I was just looking to see what we got going here. And not really anything.
Jeff Hardy, I like that Survivor Series figure. I always have. I should probably just cop that. $20.99. Berserker, $13.95.
Huss.
Should I get it?
I don't think you shouldn't.
What's that mean? You don't think I shouldn't? So yep. That means I should?
Right.
Okay. Ultimate Edition Nakamura. We've seen that figure go up and down, up and down. It's gotten as low as, like, I believe 18 and gotten as high as 40. It's sitting right now at 2807. I only say that because it's sitting at a lot of Targets. And, guys, don't forget, they do Amazon price match over there at Target. So, always keep that handy. Let's go to the next page here. See if there's anything else before we get the fuck out of here. Sorry, Nick, for the swearing. Sorry, boys. $63, Sami Zayn, $20. Interest rate, Jeff Hardy, $30. So that's, what, retail? Sherry, $35. Up and down, up and down. Nakamura, Survivor Series Nakamura with the blue, $13. They don't make enough Nakamuras, right?
No, good not at all.
Gracious. But that's about it. I don't think I see really anything else. I'm going to go ahead and order the Berserker. There's your Ronda Rousey figure for $13. In case you need to double up.
$12.95 too much.
All right. I think we covered a lot, Barry.
I think we just lit some fucking people up.
Again. Guys, on a serious note, girls, guys, peoples. It's be a good person. Be mindful. Don't put yourselves for other people. Don't make people feel uncomfortable. Don't intimidate. If you see this going on, it's your duty to call it out. Have open discussions. I genuinely hope the culture. My only hope of all this that came out with the speaking out movement is that it can push for a change of the culture that's so desperately needed, apparently, in the pro wrestling industry. And kudos to every single person that came out and told their story. And that must have been incredibly difficult. You guys are all my heroes this week. I applaud you. I toast you tonight. And yeah, I know that your experience was probably rough, and it was rougher to even come out and speak about it. But hopefully you made things better for those that come after you. And that's all I had to say. It's extremely touchy, but we here at Doing the Favor, man, we're going to talk about the touchy shit too. You know, I think it's important with the way society is these days, the way things are changing for the better, in my opinion, that we have more open discussions and we talk about these things and we don't shy away from them and we don't just stay in our little bubble. I think that it's important that we put ourselves in uncomfortable situations to talk about things and to learn and grow. Because that's how we get better as people. That's how we get better as a society. So that's all I got.
Yes, sir. And, you know, like Eric said, this is just be a decent person. Like, shit, there everybody has a bad day, but that don't mean you have to be a shitty person. Be decent. And to be a decent person, all you need to do is go to www.doingthefavor.com and buy a bunch of merch from us, and it'll make you feel better. No, I'm just kidding. But that was a website plug. For those wondering. But yeah, like we appreciate everybody that listens to us, everybody that, you know, messages us, texts us, come in contact. We can't thank you guys enough for your support. It's so overwhelming at times. And, you know, we wouldn't have it any other way. And you can follow me on Twitter at BFrost28. Eric, drop the credentials, sir.
You can follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Doing the Favor. Look us on all the major podcast platforms. Rate, review, subscribe. It really helps us out a lot. Signal boost the show. Retweet us. We thank you guys all so much that have supported us. The show continues to grow. The website continues to grow. And that wouldn't be possible without our friends that go out of their way to support us. And you guys all know who you are. You're too many to name. I love you guys all so much. And let's join together and let's try to make this world a better place. Because I want Lily to be happy, and she has a lot to fix when we get older, and when she gets older, and let's do all we can to make the world better for everybody.
And with that, we appreciate you guys so much for tuning in tonight. Be safe and be mindful of others. Good night and God bless.
Yeah. It goes 1, 2, 3 into the foe. Erica Barrier up with ETF, and that's for show. If you don't come correct, you get your ass fold. So take a minute and chill until the next episode. Doing the favor, always bringing the heat. That's why Barry got your girl doing legwork in the sheets. My dude Eric holding down for the streets. Them Ohio players got their ears to the beat. Gotta say that we appreciate the time. Whether you're on the job or trying to unwind. Just a few more days until we're back live. Shit, we'll be your lifeline. I know you feel me on the mic with the flavor. Let it marinate in something to savor. We ball so hard, this is a layup. Until the next time, doing the favor. Yeah, doing the favor. Doing the favor. Doing the favor. Until next time, doing the favor.